You're listening to SBS News.
President Joe Biden says the United States is ordering heavy financial sanctions against Russian banks and oligarchs. He says Russia has flagrantly violated international law by invading Ukraine. On Tuesday, Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian troops to enter two separatist regions of Ukraine, Donetsk and Luhansk, after declaring their independence.
Who in the Lord's name does Putin think gives him the right to declare new so-called countries on territory that belong to his neighbors? This is a flagrant violation of international law and demands a firm response from the international community.
Mr. Biden says the Russian president appears to believe he can take a big chunk of Ukraine and make it Russia's. And he says it's just the beginning.
Last night, Putin authorized Russian forces to deploy into these regions. He's setting up a rationale to take more territory by force, in my view. This is the beginning of a Russian invasion of Ukraine, as he indicated and asked permission to be able to do from his Duma.
Mr. Biden says there are consequences for Russia.
We're implementing full blocking sanctions on two large Russian financial institutions, VEB and their military bank. We're implementing comprehensive sanctions on Russian sovereign debt. That means we've cut off Russia's government from Western financing. It can no longer raise money from the West and cannot trade in its new debt on our markets or European markets either.
He also announced sanctions on Russia's elites.
Starting tomorrow and continuing in the days ahead, we'll also impose sanctions on Russia's elites and their family members. They share in the corrupt gains of the Kremlin policies and should share in the pain as well. And because of Russia's actions, we've worked with Germany to ensure Nord Stream 2 will not, as I promised, will not move forward.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has indeed taken steps to halt final approval of the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. Mr. Scholz says the steps are a punitive response to Moscow's defiance against diplomacy with Europe.
Die Lage ist heute eine grundlegend andere.
Today I asked the Federal Ministry of Economics to withdraw the existing report on the analysis of the security of supply at the Federal Network Agency. This sounds technical, but it is the necessary administrative legal step to ensure that no certification of the pipeline can now take place. And without this certification, Nord Stream 2 cannot go into operation at all. At this stage, in addition to initial sanctions, it is now important to prevent further escalation and thus a catastrophe.
Nord Stream 2, which was to run from Russia to Germany, has become a diplomatic bargaining chip in Russia-Europe relations and has caused tensions between Germany and the US. Germany has been committed to the massive project, but fears that Russia is now on the verge of a further incursion into Ukraine have encouraged the Chancellor to move forward with this decision. But these are not all the sanctions being imposed. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says his country will also begin imposing sanctions on Russia. The sanctions target 5 Russian banks and 3 Russian individuals, freezing any assets they own in the UK and blocking entry to the country.
Today, the UK is sanctioning the following 5 Russian banks: Rossiya, IS Bank, General Bank, Promzyaz Bank, and the Black Sea Bank. And we are sanctioning 3 very high net worth individuals: Gennady Timchenko, Boris Rotenberg, and Igor Rotenberg. Any assets they hold in the UK will be frozen. The individuals concerned will be banned from travelling here. And we will prohibit all UK individuals and entities from having any dealings with them.
Mr. Johnson says further sanctions are ready to be deployed if the situation escalates further. He says he and other leaders are still attempting a diplomatic resolution. The head of the Ukrainian embassy in Canberra, Volodymyr Shalkivsky, has told the ABC he wants the Australian government to join in the sanctions to show a unified position with international partners.
Of course, we appreciate such a strong response from our international partners. We hope that Australian government will join this position, because we need a unified, strong position of all our international partners, and we believe that sanctions is the most effective way right now to influence the situation.
Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has told the ABC the government is reviewing options relating to Ukraine's pro-Russia breakaway regions, Donetsk and Luhansk, and an announcement will be made as soon as possible.
Dealing with diplomats in that way, whether it is expulsions or recalls, is always an option. Our focus at the moment, though, is on targeted sanctions that will have an impact on those responsible. So whilst there are other options and other tools, if you like, in the toolkit, such as how we deal with diplomats, that's a matter I'll turn my mind to at an appropriate time.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has called an urgent meeting of Cabinet's National Security Committee. The committee is expected to finalize what sanctions and measures Australia will introduce. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.